Hello, I'm Becky Bees, Vice President of Marketing and Community Life at Roland Park Place, Baltimore's only metropolitan senior living experience. You're listening to A Valuable Perspective, stories, advice, and reflections from some of the city's most knowledgeable and worldly citizens, the residents who call Roland Park Place their home. What is art, and how can people without formal training understand it? What defines good art? My guest today is here to answer those questions. Lillian Burgunder, a resident of Roland Park Place since 2012, spent 23 years teaching art history at the Gilman School and worked as a research volunteer at the Baltimore Museum of Art. On today's episode, Mrs. Burgunder discusses the importance of art and how to build your own personal art collection. Mrs. Burgunder, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what valuable perspective can you offer for people who feel that they know nothing about art?
Well, the first thing I would offer is start looking. You look in museums and galleries and the art that your friends have on their walls and look critically and intensely. I would suggest that on your visits to museums, you should take a friend. And instead of trying to see everything in one visit, focus on a gallery or just the work of a particular artist or something that appeals to you. But don't try to see the entire place in one visit. So when you go into a gallery, pick a painting or a sculpture. I suggest start with painting and look at it carefully. Art generally could be divided into two categories, if you will. One is based on the real world, things like a landscape or a portrait. And the other is a little more difficult for the novice to look at, and that is art where content and form are the same. In other words, form, light, color, line, whatever, is also the subject matter of the piece. So let's talk about the first one. Let's take a portrait, for example. It, depending on when it was painted, let's say you're looking at a Renaissance work. You look at what the person is wearing, and you look at their hairstyle, and try to build a narrative for yourself. What did this person do? Well, if he's dressed in silks and furs, he was probably very wealthy. And may even, because he has this portrait to museum, may have been a member of the nobility. Look at his face. What is he thinking? You think he's a nice person? Maybe, maybe not. So build the narrative. And what you're doing really is training your eye. And you're letting yourself respond to a painting on a very personal level. You don't need a degree in art history to do this. Anybody can look. When you're looking at something that is non-representational, it's a little more difficult because there your response has to be really not on an intellectual level, but on an emotional level. You respond to color. You respond to brushwork. You can actually see in some artists, the brushwork seems violent, so you get a sense of something is imminent and strong. Or you might feel that it is very geometric and mathematical. In any case, that's what you have to do and talk about it with the person that's with you. See what they feel and listen to each other, particularly if you don't agree. You may say, oh, I love this, and she may make, or he may make a face and say, clearly they don't love it. Well, then discuss why. Why do you love it and why do they not like it? In that process, you will begin to develop an idea of what you like, which I think with art is very, very important. Now, if you want to buy art, I'd wait a while until you really have looked at a lot of art. I would never buy art as an investment. It's not a good investment. I know you read it about the auctions in New York and a painting that last year sold for $90,000 now sells for $2 million, and that sounds great, but that is rare. Many of those paintings that go all the way up into the millions are not necessarily an artist's best work.
So how would you find artwork for your own home? What are some good resources for that?
Well, mainly I would suggest that you go to a gallery. Galleries represent artists and sell their work. But I would go and I would look first. Galleries like you to look because they're interested not only in selling work, but also in making the artist better known in the community. So they're delighted to talk to you. So ask questions. What is this? What is the medium? By that I mean, is it a painting? Is it a print? Is it a drawing? Ask also, when you decide you really love a work, ask to see more by that artist, and also ask to meet the artist. That's one of the loveliest experiences that you can have. Baltimore has a few galleries, not too many, but that doesn't mean we also have great museums where you can get the whole panorama, the history of art, from Paleolithic times to tomorrow, practically. So when you find something you love, pursue that artist and pursue looking at that work. The other thing I would suggest if you were buying art is, as I said before, buy what you love, but also buy what you could afford. Don't be tempted to buy something that you really cannot afford. And for somebody wanting to start a collection, I would suggest prints. Now, I don't mean the prints that you buy in a museum or those mass-produced prints that are simply reproductions. That's not what you want. Although prints are multiples, they are printed either by the artist or under the artist's supervision. Those are the three big ones. You have to be sure that prints are signed by the artist. If they're not signed, you don't want them. They're signed by the artist on the right side, and in the center, you will see a number like, let's say, 3/50. And that means it is the third print of an edition of 50. After the 50 were pulled from the press, the plate, which was what the artist had worked on, is destroyed in some way, so that you are guaranteed that there are only 50 of these. Prints are generally on paper, although you can print on silk and on canvas and other surfaces, but generally they're paper. And they are much less expensive than paintings. And I'll give you an example. When we were buying art for Roland Park's public spaces in our new renovation, we went to one of the galleries in Baltimore and saw the paintings by an artist who's now dead. And we all loved the paintings. Oh, until we heard the price. And then it was like, oh, no, we can't afford that. And then the gallery owner said, oh, no problem. You want to see the prints. And the prints are gorgeous. In many ways, they are just as beautiful and accessible as the paintings. So don't let anybody tell you that prints are not originals. They are. The other thing is, don't get caught up of, oh, I need to have the first print off the press. The artist's signature guarantees that all of them meet the artist's own criteria for perfection. There are editions of 250, 300, and I would not buy anything that was made in that great quantity.
So what's a good cutoff amount?
Something under 100.
Under 100.
Around 50 is good.
So you talked a little bit about some of the work you've done for Roland Park Place. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the things you've done to bring art to Roland Park Place?
Yes. Well, a year ago, we decided that it would be nice if we could have a gallery and show the work of emerging artists, Maryland artists, in particular Baltimore artists, actually. I really had reservations. I didn't think any artists would like to show in a place, well, particularly what we had then, because we're going to have a fabulous new space now. I asked Terry Fleckenstein, who owns a gallery in Hamden, what she thought, and she said, oh, absolutely. Artists are very eager to show their work anywhere. They show them in restaurants, they show them in offices. And then she offered to speak to some of the artists that she represents. She spoke to 12, and all 12 said yes. So we actually had a whole year of rotating art shows. And we gave each artist a what we call a one-man, one-woman show. And also the pieces were for sale. And since Roland Park is, of course, nonprofit, and we did not take any commission at all, so that the artists got the full price of, and they priced their own works. It turned out to be a whole lot more work than I thought.
I'm sure.
But it was incredibly rewarding and wonderful. And we met all the artists. Curating the shows and hanging them was wonderful. It worked out really very well. We sold 12 pieces, which was incredible because some of the commercial galleries don't do that much in a year. So we were very happy with it. We also have a number of artists living at Roland Park Place. So I have a wall especially for their work so that we will recognize them. A few are really professional artists, and some of them are going to be Sunday painters, but we're going to give everybody equal time. And we only show one piece of their work unless they're too tiny, and then we'll show more.
And we've got a couple of new art classes forming
now.
Oh,
yes, we do. We have a drawing class that has been very well attended and very successful. And we're now starting this year, I think, with a painting class.
Painting, yes. So do you have advice or ideas for people who want to create their own art?
Well, take a class and try, you know, drawing on your own. I'll admit that even though I'm an art historian, I cannot draw anything but stick figures.
There's an audience for that, I think.
Not really.
Thank you for joining us today. This has been A Valuable Perspective, brought to you by Roland Park Place, Baltimore City's only continuing care retirement community. Tune in next time for more lessons to learn right here on A Valuable Perspective. For more information about Roland Park Place, visit our website at rolandparkplace.org. I'm Becky Bees.